is you.
Right.
This is me.
Excellent. So, we have now a session on Frendica. Thank you, Tobias.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much for having me here again. So, who am I? I'm a floss enthusiast from Berlin. I'm on the Fediverse since 2008. I'm one of the last stray Laconicats. I am in the Frendica core development team since around 2010, when I thought about setting up Diaspora and failed miserably, but then discovered that the Frendica software stack is that easy that even I would manage to use it. I funded the Berlin Fediverse meetup 2012 or something, and some 10 years later we started to think about organizing a conference in Berlin, and we will have the third Fedi day in Berlin this year. And in my day job, I'm system administrator at the Free Software Foundation Europe, which happens to be the 25th time at FOSDEM, and it happens to be also the 25th year for the Free Software Foundation Europe. If you like the fight for software freedom in Europe and want to support us, it would be a shame if FSFE would not get at least 25 new supporters. If you are not yet supporting, please scan that QR code and
get a badge.
Get a badge, yes. We will set that up. So, what is Frendica? Many people compare Frendica with Facebook, being the Facebook alternative on the Fediverse, and we started to be that back in 2010. I deleted my Facebook account 2012. I have no clue what Facebook is looking at the moment. So if you say so, I'm happy with that. I cannot really judge. What we are is a decentralized social communications platform linking to other independent social networks like the Fediverse, but also to some corporate services like Tumblr, Blue Sky. We have X integration, and we even had Facebook integration when it was still possible. We have a nice homepage. We have split our code identity between GitHub and our own self-hosted Git instance. We are running on PHP 7.4 up to 8.5. It's basically Debian old stable most of the time that we are still supporting, and you need MariaDB. And yeah, if you haven't seen my talk from last year, please scan that other QR code. You will end up on that page and can rewatch the entire presentation there. The other question, who is Frendica? It's a relatively small team, so Mike McGovern started Frendica 2010, and then the next four persons are basically the core development team. That is me, that is Michael, who sits back there, so if you have any technical questions, he has to answer that for you. Hippolyte and Philip are mostly working in the back end, and over the last year, Marcus and Arthur joined working on front end and back end stuff, and I'm really happy that they joined. But not only they joined, but in total some 20 new people arrived on the credits file, which I just regenerated. And if you have seen the last year's talk, you know that slide already. And the only new addition is the last line, because 2025, we didn't have any release. And that didn't just make Fluxy confused. Many people ask, what's going on? And the image is too large, I don't know. There it is. So what's going on? My daytime job correlated with experiences on my little home server with kind of DDoSing many services that I'm partly maintaining. There were a lot of LLM scraping, swarms, harvesting, everything. And they did not only harvest data, they also drained a lot of motivation to just turn off on the computer. So I spent many days not looking on my computer. Now the next image is not showing up. Great. There it is. But I was helping many people to use their old hardware just a little bit longer by just replacing the one operation system by another operation system, because Microsoft decided to end the support for Windows 10, and many people got annoyed to have to get a new one. So in Berlin, we ended up with a bunch of workshops with a good old Linux restore party. I see you. Ah, okay. There it is. And then the Fediverse Diplomatic Corps called and asked me to do something like a presentation and a workshop every month or so about the Fediverse. So I ended up spending the rest of my time for that kind of stuff. And Sandra already told you so earlier today, we need more people doing outreach for the Fediverse. Yes. And it's not only giving talks and conferences and stuff. It's just like, tell, I've seen something interesting on the Fediverse. Just keep it in the mouth, talk about the Fediverse, and people will ask you, hey, and what is it Fediverse thingy you are talking about? And then you can tell them the story of decentralized social networking. Okay, other people like Michael and the other contributors were active, working on Friendica, putting things together, and I managed, thanks to FOSDEM, thanks to you guys to inviting me, to have a release ready for FOSDEM. So, in the last year, we got improvements for the front end, mostly in the FRIO theme. We also improved the screen reader compatibility, and we improved our Mastodon compatible API, so you can use almost any Mastodon client with Friendica and be happy. We overhauled the embedding stuff of things people post elsewhere so that it's now actually working. And we also overhauled the add-on integration stuff. So should you have written an add-on for Friendica and it's not in the main repository for add-ons, then you might need to update your code. We improved some of our supported FAPs, and as people always ask, hey, you're the Facebook on the Fediverse, right? Where is the Facebook chat? It's now back. So it's based, the add-on is based on Converse.js, I think, and we now finally have a web chat again. Thank you very much to all the contributors, new and old, who made progress last year while I was fighting bots and stuff. Most important for me, the most important feature for me was already introduced in 2023, which is user-defined algorithms. To be honest, I really hate if we are promoting the Fediverse as being a place without algorithms. I know what we mean by that. I know that it's kind of true, but I really would love to see more places where people can define their own algorithms to sort the view on timelines. And Michael spent a lot of time into improving our channel feature and improving the performance of that feature. So it's just brilliantly fast. I think on my Raspbian home server, the channel view loads in 2 seconds or something, which initially took something like 30 seconds, and you had to wait to see postings in there. So 2026, what are we planning to do? Well, actually, Frendica does not really plan anything, so the sky is the limit, and we will see at the end of the year. But we want to make it really easy for node admins to import the server block lists by IFTTTS, because I think they do a really great job there. I'm so sorry that you are just a couple of years too early. I really hope that we get IFTTTS and friends of IFTTTS running again. Michael wants to dip into Blue Sky integration just a little bit more than we actually do already. We want to have more improvements for the accessibility of Frendica. And during doing the release, we realized that parts of our toolchain need maybe some switching. So that will be something happening in the background. And I promise that there will be more releases than last year. If you want to get involved, just do. We are pretty open. The core developers are really friendly and really helpful and spend a lot of time explaining why we did something the way we did. In the repositories, we have a tag for issues that look easy to join us. I love to see more translations of Frendica. I love to see more people working on the small edges of our web front end. I like to see more people working on the accessibility. And if you want to chat with us, we have three community chats that actually are one because they are bridged all together. And the discussion either happens in the issue trackers or actually within Frendica, because we have groups and people can join groups like the developers group there. So save some dates, please. If you are remotely part of the Frendica community and you like fries, let's meet tomorrow at 2 and go down to Fraglé to get some fries. Then an offspring in Germany, we have the FediCamp, which is great, which is somewhere in the nowhere of Western Germany. Living in Berlin, it's kind of a long travel, and we decided to, okay, we can try that somewhere, nowhere, somewhere in Brandenburg. So let's have a Fedi meetup at the seaside. And then early September, Sandra already told you, we will have the third Berlin Fedi Day, and the call for participation should be out end of February, early March. And we would like to see many of you people coming to Berlin, joining the conference, and contribute there. So that's it. I'm open for questions, and I guess you can grab Michael off afterwards outside as well.
Great, thank you, Tobias. Does anybody have any Frendica related questions or anything about how awesome Berlin is or just generally like? Nope. Really? Evan, maybe?
I do. So I think one thing I want to ask is it is a code base that has held together the Fediverse for the last decade and a half, right? It's been the through line. But you know, sometimes we say that you get technical debt and legacy. How have you dealt with having such a mature code base over time as the Fediverse has changed?
How do we deal with that? I guess we have an overhaul of most of the back end every 3 or 4 years or something like that. To just adopt new strugglings ahead and realizing, oh, what we did there 10 years ago was really not the way we should have done that, and let's just screw that all up and rework everything.
That's one way to do it. So it's an honest answer.
So I will admit that I am completely new to Frendica, and I just know that it's a platform on the Fediverse, and I have heard it being compared to Facebook. Would you say that's an accurate comparison?
Yes. I mean, I said it in the beginning, I have deleted my Facebook account 2012. I don't really know how Facebook is looking nowadays, but we have events in Frendica, we have picture albums where you can share your galleries. We have
AI slops
for users.
Generated advertising AI slop, is that in there? I want to make my move as seamless as possible.
We have add-ons. We can probably create an add-on for you to add AI generated advertisements.
Woohoo!
Just for you, Andy. Yes.
All right, I'm excited. I didn't spot that you'd just done a new release, so I'm excited to check out whether the instance that I have an account on has updated, and that's really exciting, so thank you for sharing that. All right, one more time, thank you so much, Tobias.
My pleasure.